All right, since nobody voted, I swear you guys don't pay attention.
I know how we roll. We
weren't so, well, no, we have to pick one story to tell her out of everything. Allison on the stairs, Cynthia outdoors, Lisa in the bedroom, the pirate ship, Daisy in the Pandora room, the horse race, or the blowjob from Ambrose. You probably don't want to tell her about that. So that Neil, that takes out a bunch of them. Let's see, we got six of them we could say. Which one? Which one sounds interesting to you?
Tali on the
pirate ship. That's what I was going to actually pick myself, because that was amazing. So, like last week, Mr. Dickey did his magic and mysticism thing. Oh, Mince told me about that. Sounds like it's more than just card tricks. It's definitely not card tricks. It's some sort of phenomena. What? She says, do-do-do-do-do-do. What? Mana, mana. Are you singing the that Muppet song?
Yes.
Yes, did you know it was originally from an Italian sexploitation flick? Spezia Inferno in Paradiso. Oh, shit. I'm going to have to hunt that down. I love those sexploitation flicks. Been watching some Russ Meyer recently. Okay, why were you singing it? You said phenomena. Sounds like mana mana. You know? So you want me to tell you this or not? I'm not sure. What do you mean? I'm emotional. Oh, they're doing do 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 phenomena. Do do do. I remember that one. I'm not sure if I'm horny or furious or giddy or confused. It's just a whole fascinating ball of complex emotions running through me right now. Whoa.
You want some dude?
Sounds like we should stop this. No. I mean, no, please continue. Are you sure? Yes, I'm certain. I want to hear more. Okay? So where were we? So I was out by the pool when Mr. Dickey suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Yeah, he does that. It's a pretty simple trick once you know how he does it. He was floating in midair above the pool. Huh, that's new. Then he pulled an old pirate ship out of nothingness and it drifted down and floated on the water. An old pirate ship? Like a frigate or a galleon? I don't know, it was huge, although it started off small enough that he could hold it in his hands. Did you drop some acid or something? I was wondering that too, because next thing I know I was sinking into the water and the pool was the size of the ocean. I kept sinking and sinking, and then suddenly the world was upside down and I was floating to the opposite side. The bottom was now the surface. I found myself close to the old pirate ship and now...
Should I shower?
But now it was full size and there was someone on it.
So was it flounder or sea bass? What smell are we getting here?
Who was it? I forgot her name. I think it was Talia? I'm not sure if that's a real name or username. I climbed up onto the ship and stood before. That's when I realized I was naked. Was she naked too? No, she had on some sort of pirate costume. It was skin tight and showed off all of her curves.
Grim reads erotica's greatest hits.
Then suddenly she was naked except for her hat and a scarf wrapped around her waist.
You'll wish you hadn't tried to get off.
Nice. Well, I've got a, you know, my sinus.
And then we went to Radio Shack. Oh, what happened next?
It's like Jeff Goldblum.
As they say, life has ways.
Just as I suddenly found myself behind her with my cock deep inside her. Just fucked like crazy everywhere. Against the beams at the side of the ship. On the mast. In the crow's nest. Anywhere we could imagine. Just suddenly we were there. Next thing I knew, I was on her knees, sucking my dick. Excuse me, that doesn't even make any fucking sense. Yeah. Next thing I knew, she was on her knees, sucking my dick.
The TIFF yoga lesson, I was on my knees sucking my own dick.
She surely enjoyed it.
Did it get you there?
She...
Was it the part about...
Jim
nothingness? Or... Was it maybe the Radio Shack reference?
So one moment she was sucking my cock, And the next moment, she was straddling me, and I was balls deep in her pussy. Then we were everywhere at once. I was fucking her. She was riding me. She was sucking me off. All at the same time.
You know, it turns me on when a woman's like, and before I knew it, you were balls deep in my pussy.
I...
Like, what?
I couldn't...
You phrase that?
I couldn't...
You heard me? I'm a player.
I couldn't tell which one of them were me, or if they all were. But when I came all over her face, I was back to being just one person. She jumped off the crow's nest into the water, and I followed her, feeling a rush of excitement and terror. I can hear you breathing. It kind of sounds like you're asleep. Seriously, did you fall asleep?
No.
Hello?
No.
Hey, Grim. Hello, are you still there? The Grim Lord? Hey, Allison, is it time to go? When you're wet and ready. Got the feeling I've been talking to a dead, dead line. Keep your focus on the simple things. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to break out another Radio Shack reference. Maybe Circuit City if we have time. Oh, it gets the girls wanting.
And now for what you've all been waiting for. Our dear contest winners would like to put on a show for you. Be warned, however. Those of you on the first few rows might just get wet. And here comes our contest winners. Go on to the middle there.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the sleigh, eh?
Oh, my.
Oh.
This is the main event. By the way, they're turning this whole series into a sex simulator.
This whole series into a sex simulator.
They're just going to make it a sex simulator. I'm not really pleased with that, but that's what they're doing next.
From the people that brought you...
Fetish Locator. Here's Fetish Locator's sex simulator. That's literally what it is.
Get your body suit.
Pretty much. Come and sit. I present
popper in the back of the head with your
the vixen of the night. No, she'll say her fucking safe word. Oh, we get to pick. Blowjob, 69, doggy style, or cowgirl. We may not be able to.
Cowgirl it.
So here we are with Cowgirl in front of all these people.
She got one in her butt.
Yep. It sounds
Hold
like
on,
the butt.
Let me all the gears.
The Budweiser frogs. Wow.
Okay. Ready.
Next.
Blowjob.
Okay.
Which usually, taste yourself.
You're ruining the mood, Grim.
Come on, heifer. What does the cow say?
You better put that cow out of its misery.
Little thing they didn't know about deliverance. Had it been a girl in the mix, she would have been called a heifer instead of a sow.
69 or doggy style?
Well, I always get a fan of 69.
All right, there we go. 69 in front of all.
You got a jalapeno pepper back here.
Let's hope she didn't put hot sauce on it. I don't know. Some guys might be into that, but I'm sure it burned the shit out of her.
Yeah, they ain't made for that. That's why that joke about the thing about the girls jumping on the plate.
Yeah.
The dude was like, ooh, I can't eat this without hot sauce. And starts pouring on her butthole. I mean, you talk about girl jump, get up quick.
Doggy style is the last one. Doggy style is next, folks.
Take it. That's a lot. You like that? That's a lot.
Sorry. He's certainly enjoying it.
Uh-oh.
Tonight's party is far from over. Are you guys ready for the final show?
Thanks.
Woo! Come on, join us.
Let's just see it. You animals.
Are you not entertained? Allison? Oh, Lissa, sorry, I was preoccupied. I saw. May I? Of course. Moan softly. Yelps. Done already? I don't want to monopolize you now. Ah, fuck. I'm gonna come soon. Drench me. Come on her face or her tits.
Her face is always a favorite.
Thank you. You can watch the scene again in the replay room. That was amazing. I can't believe that really just happened. Especially in front of all those people. If
that.
College doesn't work out, maybe I have a future in porn. I should check my phone, find out if Lydia fell asleep or is pissed at me. Fuck sure. Me, that's hot.
Sure, parents.
I guess she's not mad. No, she's not mad.
Noise.
There.
Hey.
Hey, Squizzle, what's going on? Oh, the party's just wrapping up. Most of the guests have gone home. You? I was just walking around outside getting some fresh air. Cool. Are you heading out or do you need some place to sleep?
Hey.
There he is.
Yoo-hoo.
Oh, good. Let's go, Grim. Well, I guess I'm heading out. Looks like it. Hope you all had fun.
Yes.
It was awesome. Yeah, thank you for the party. It was actually a lot of fun. Okay, girls, let's not overstay our welcome. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Huh?
Hmm? Who was in that green dress?
Yay!
That was so much fun. I hope you didn't enjoy yourself too much. Yes, mood killer, my hymen is just as intact as it was before the party. Whoa!
Everybody wanted to hear
I think he's worried we had too much to drink. Don't worry, Stacy sipped only virgin cocktails all evening. I guess alcohol isn't part of your diet. Keto allows some types of alcohol, but I didn't want any tonight.
Solid alcohol. You can't be mixing it with sugar.
Yeah, good to know. Shall we all go back to my place? No, thanks. I want to enjoy my first night in my own bed. Ah, I'm going to miss you. Don't worry, I'm sure I'll find lots of excuses to stay over at your house again. You're welcome there anytime. Besides, I think someone else might be in your bed tonight.
Hey.
You don't need to hug me yet. We can walk by your apartment before.
Yeah,
it's literally in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Uh-uh.
Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
You sure? Yeah, go you two. Have fun at Ambrose's tonight. Now, where did I leave that change of clothes? I hope it's not a problem, but I'm gonna sleep once we get to your place. I'll join you. Thursday, day 11. Even before I open my eyes, I feel the texture of an unfamiliar bed and start to remember. I'm in Ambrose's bedroom. In the silence, I hear only my own breathing. She must have already woken up and started the day. My eyelids tell me it's early morning, but somehow I can feel the sunlight coming in through the window.
He's still got the bracelet on.
Yep. I want you to fall back to sleep, but an imaginary alarm clock starts playing. I've got you, babe. I can smell breakfast cooking. I guess Ambrose is in the kitchen. I hope this isn't Groundhog Day. Before I ponder all the things and people I did last night, let's check my messages. Unsurprisingly, there's a new mention from Fetish Locator's retention program. Congratulations on finishing the task. The next one will be harder. But the punishment this time will also be different. Your task is to have sex with 20 different people by the end of Sunday. Good Lord, you better get started. It's Thursday.
Good enough. Well, at that school, it didn't seem to be that hard.
If you fail to accomplish this, you will be punished with your cock taken away.
What?
Damn, this just went into starless territory. Note the gold stars cannot be used to escape this test, nor the punishment if you fail. Continue to wear your fetish tracker at all times. It is waterproof and virtually indestructible. Fuck, I didn't even realize I was still wearing it. Oh, he has to continue to wear it. It'll be a useful way to monitor your interactions as you attempt to complete the week's remaining challenge. The time starts now. What the fuck? No, not my penis! Forget the task for the moment. Forget the damn tracker on my wrist. What's up with that punishment? I don't want to be a eunuch. I'm not going to let anyone castrate me, chemically castrate me, or chastity device my dick. Fuck that. Can't make me do it. I won't allow it. Since when do these messages include punishment threats anyway? It's do this or I'll fucking expose you. Wasn't that motivation enough? 20 people? 20 fucking different people? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 5 people a day. Is that even possible? Fuck! How many people could I even fuck if I wanted to? Ambrose is one, obviously. Ambrose said I convinced Maria to play with Terrell. Maybe I can fuck her too. Daisy seems like she's always down to fuck when I'm involved. Nora might be an option if I play my cards right. Vanessa's a hot MILF who definitely wants my D. Let's see. Oh yeah, I fucked Allison last night during the main event. She'll probably throw me a bone and let me throw my bone at her. I think Your Little Pony let me take her Virginia at the party last night, so Jesse's probably an option. At 7. More than I would have imagined before this app existed, but still a long way from 20 different people I could have sex with. Is there any way I can make love to Lydia? She's got some hang-up about physical interaction that I don't fully understand. Fucking Samia would break my bank account. She might be a prostitute, but she's expensive. Maybe she can whore me out to 20 people, complete the challenge, and make a profit in the process. I wonder if I should start keeping a change of clothes or two here. Ambrose might get the wrong idea, like I was moving in if I did.
Wow,
that's quite the sight.
Go ahead and knock one out of the way.
Oh, Grim, I was just about to wake you for breakfast. She looks way too happy this morning. It's unsettling. Thank you, it smells great. You seem rather chipper this morning. I am, it's going to be a great day. Why? First, drink your coffee. That's the second best way to start the day. And what's the best way to start the day? See this? Your next task is to help the Grimlord to fulfill his task. First time it's something good. I'm ready to do anything with you. Yeah, about that. Your task is to have sex with 20 different people by the end of Sunday. But how do I... Keep going, read about the punishment. If you fail to accomplish this, you'll be punished with your cock taken away. What the fuck? How is that? Let's go. Whoa, what about my coffee? You can fuck me now, please. Are you saying that's a better way to start the day than coffee?
Yeah.
What the hell? Didn't you read? You need to fuck me.
Not even that.
Come on, you saw me yesterday. I'm still sore after that. Please, I want to be your number one. I'm sure you'll be. We gotta get started. If we're gonna fuck 20 times, it isn't about... It's 20 different people in 4 fucking days. Oh, I'm sorry. No, sorry for getting angry. This whole thing sucks ass. I can do that, too. But we get together tonight and have a fucking nice time, okay? Sure, okay. Sorry. How long until class starts?
She's willing to suck your ass. How many asses does she suck before?
Right. I'll watch the clock.
Or suck every ass that's ever sucked.
Just try to enjoy your breakfast. That was a confusing clusterfuck. Coffee.
You don't want to suck ass after coffee.
No.
Uh-oh, a triple espresso.
Oh, the unavoidable mixture of texture and border... Texture. Now I'm showing that I've been awake at almost 4. Oh, the unavoidable mixture of terror and boredom every day that I find myself in this classroom. Just a few more days. Finals are coming soon. Then a couple more semesters and we can get out of this place. I'll go sit with Kevin. Seems like we barely see each other these days. Sounds good. I'll catch up with you and Stacy at lunch. Min and Anthony together as always. Just another day in Norden's Arena. Stacy is meeting us for lunch. Awesome. See you both then.
Hey.
Hey, Kev. How's my bro from another Mo?
Huh?
Oh, hey, Grim.
Huh?
What's up with you? Did someone piss in your breakfast cereal? Nah, just exhausted. I think I slept last night. Or I don't think I slept last night. Dude, it was keeping you up. Praying to the porcelain goddess. I think I drank too much. Ouch. Sorry, dude. How'd you do it? What's that? You sexed everything last night. How are you not sleeping right now? Heh. A healthy breakfast, a hot cup of coffee, and a hot shower. I see. You didn't go back to your dorm last night, did you? What makes you say that? Come one, come all. In a circle, big or small. Self-serve or find a friend. The important thing is the meal's end. Fetish of the day, come garnish. Ooh, that really brings me back to euphoria.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't want to hear a story.
No!
That takes me back.
That takes me back to euphoria. Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, the euphoria part is, I was...
I was catering in the catering business.
And I was like, what can really spice things up? Come garnish.
No! Oh, yeah. Good. At least this time the notification isn't interrupting the class.
You know what goes good on a cum garn? It's usually seafood because they're like, huh, this fish is salty.
Oh, my God.
And they think nothing more.
Huh, that's an interesting challenge. Yeah, but do you remember last Thursday? At least it's not an enema.
Yeah.
I guess there's some truth to that.
The taste of the
sea. Do you like the cum garnish fetish? As long as I don't have to eat it myself. To the windows, to the walls, till all these bitches crawl. Oh, skeet, 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 skeet.
Uh-oh, Little John.
Yep.
He took my son.
He don't give a shit. Little John be like, damn, what the hell game am I playing?
Well, I can tell you, buddy. If he ain't getting paid, he might care.
No, not for these games. She looks excited. I wonder what Ambrose is planning. A lot of artists don't even want to. They're like, oh, I literally don't care. It's like, if it's a fucking porno game, it's like, I don't want anything to do with that. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Huh?
Just something in the air. Took a while to place the scent. Oh. Let's focus on the class for now. Why are you wearing that, by the way? Well, I didn't get back to my dorm yet. I made do with what I had. Not that, the tracker. Oh, I guess I forgot to turn it in last night.
Huh,
never occurred to me that I could keep it. Guess who messed out on a free tracker? 5 eternities later. Oh, praise and glory, class is finally over.
Hey.
Alright, I'm gonna bounce. See you later, Grim. You unlocked new bonus content. Hey, Grim. Looks like Terrell's been waiting for me. Hey, Terrell, how's life treating you? Like it caught me in bed with its wife. Sounds shitty, but that's a good comeback. Thanks. So? Did you talk to her? Huh? Oh, Maria. No, sorry, dude. It completely slipped my mind. I can understand that. You had your hands full last night. You know what they say. More than a handful's a waste. Ha! I wouldn't mind getting my hands around Maria's waist. So, did you think about it at least? Will you talk to her? Huh? I don't know Terrell that well. I can't tell if he's a cool guy who's nerding out over Maria, or a nerdy guy who plays it cool sometimes. Obsessed much? Dude, don't be like that. I mean, yeah, you're right. I can't quite explain it. I've usually got girls throwing themselves at me, but there's just something about her. I think I get what you're saying. If I can have my way with Maria, and that's a big if, would I even want to share it with this guy? I mean, I do have that damn challenge. Maybe I could get Maria and someone else in the deal. Let me think for a sec. Who can he offer you in trade? Decline. I think I'll keep Maria for myself. Decline. I want nothing more to do with Maria or Terrell.
Who can he offer?
All right, I got an idea. Cool, I'm down with it. You don't even know what it is. Does it end with my... I'm going to just stop you right there before you say something embarrassing. I'll tell you what. If you can arrange someone for me, I'll talk to Maria for you. And if she says no, not my problem. If you want me to try, then... I forgot you were a business major. Alright, you drive a hard bargain, but... Really? I thought we'd have to negotiate and compromise.
Nah.
Nah, I know someone who owes me. Well, let's just say that she owes me. Awesome. Next time I get the chance, I'll talk to Maria. I probably won't be able to arrange anything for you until the weekend. As long as it's before Monday. Why is that? Oh shit, I can't tell him why. I've got a reputation to keep up, you know? True that, you sly dog. Okay. So while they're thinking about the coffee having just the right amount of cream, or whatever they're eating there, we're going to go ahead and end it on this note. So we had the party, and now things got real hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't wait to show you more Fetish Locator next year, as well as all the other great AVNs that are coming directly after it. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I hope you guys enjoy your New Year's and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drink, but don't fucking just, you know, lose your shit. And have a good fucking time. Smoke them if you got them. Enjoy it. We will see y'all next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.